The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And he was still speaking, when behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. May be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When you go grocery shopping and you're in the checkout line, maybe waiting behind somebody else, you notice all the stuff that they have on the shelves right there. It's a great marketing ploy. I mean, you see all sorts of candy and gum and maybe some cigarette lighters and drinks or different things, knickknacks around. But there's always a stand of magazines or tabloids. And I always find it fascinating just to read the headlines on those things. That, you know, you see headlines like, the U.S. Navy has just captured a huge sea monster and is keeping it in a hidden location. Or another one says, "Man makes the claim, space aliens landed in my backyard." Or another one saying, "Try this product. A new product has been developed that will add 10 to 15 years of your life." Spectacular stuff. Or those two who scroll through the internet, they're looking and things pop out. Things that'll grab your attention. And either out of curiosity or shocking value or whatever else is on there. Spectacular stuff that just catches our eyes. In our gospel lesson today, we have a spectacular event that has taken place. Jesus takes his 3 disciples up on the mountaintop, Peter, James, and John, and Jesus is transfigured. He is changed. The glory of the Lord is seen through him. He turns dazzling white, a bright light, brighter than anything that those disciples had ever seen before. And standing there, two of the most important historical people in the whole Hebrew history. You have Moses and Elijah. You have the lawgiver, Moses, and then you have the prophet, Elijah. Very powerful people who were sent from God. And they're there talking with Jesus. Spectacular event, and the disciples don't know what to do with it. How they should handle it. So, what's the difference between this spectacular event of Jesus being transfigured and the spectacular event that you see on the tabloid headlines? Which one are you going to believe? Which ones are real? Which ones are not real? And how do you decide? For us as Christians, we know that this story out of the gospel is real because we do believe that the scripture is the word of God. But even more so, if we would continue on reading here in Matthew, the very next story is Jesus comes on down out of the mountain, and a man comes up to him and falls down on his knees and says, "Lord, have mercy on me. My son is an epileptic." And that is what grabs Jesus' attention. That's what Jesus is here to do. So what grabs Jesus' attention is that epileptic son. Or it's the woman who was bleeding for 12 years and she barely touches the hem of his robes. Or it's that man who was born blind. Or it was those lepers. It was the people whom other people throw rocks at. That's who grabs Jesus' attention. He came for those who need help. He came for those who were hurting. He came for those who were on the edge, on the margin of society. That's who Jesus came for, and he comes for us. He comes to meet us as we are and where we are. Even though we have sinned, even though we fall away from God from time to time, he still comes to us. And even the more spectacular thing then is that he actually calls us. He calls and says, "Follow me." And, you know, we think, what can I do? I'm too old to do anything. I'm too young to do anything for Jesus. I'm too busy to do anything for Jesus. I have no knowledge. I don't have any training. What can I do? But yet God still calls us. He gives us those gifts of the Holy Spirit. And amazing things can happen. Spectacular things can happen when we follow Christ. We never know how God works through us. And sometimes we don't even see it. Maybe we're just planting seeds, and those seeds don't start to grow until years later. But yet, God comes for us, and he calls us as well. Here in just a little while, we do have our annual meeting, and we'll be making decisions on how to use our resources for the ministry of this congregation. But we will also be voting on the leadership of this congregation too. Many people, or several people, have stepped forward and says, "Yes, I'll take a chance. I'll throw myself out there. However God leads me, I will follow. I will serve God. I will serve this congregation of how God calls me." And at the end of the annual meeting, then we have the installation of all the new leadership within this congregation. One of the questions is asked, will you take on the responsibilities of your elected office? And then the answer is yes, by the help of God. But then those leaders turn around and face the congregation, and the congregation is asked the question, will you help support these new leaders? And then again, the answer is yes, by the help of God. We take a leap of faith. We take a leap of faith. And it may not be glamorous. It may not be spectacular. Sometimes we move in the quiet. Sometimes a lot of those things that we do, or the leaders in the congregation do, don't get noticed. But it's necessary. God works through each of us and every one of us. And it doesn't matter if you are one of the elected leaders. There is places and things for you to do within the congregation and within the community and within the world to help bring that message of Jesus Christ. Now, what else is happening this week is Lent. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and we enter into that Lenten season. And I don't know that anybody would describe Lent as being spectacular. Actually, it's a little bit more somber than the other seasons of the year. It's not that celebratory seasons like Christmas or Easter. It is Lent. It's a time to focus on who we are as children of God and what God has called us to do. You know, you may not see space aliens. You may not capture any huge monsters. But what may happen is, if you go through the disciplines of Lent, something that may happen is your faith may increase, or your commitment may become stronger, or you may see the frailty of yourself. You may see the sin within yourself and how that sin leads you to God, and how you need God, how you need a Savior, that you can't fix all this on your own. You need God in your life. And so we move through this Lenten season until we come towards the end, where Jesus is arrested, he's beaten, he's put on trial, and he is crucified. But then Christ rises from the dead, becomes new life. And so we move through this season of Lent, contemplating of who God is. The Sunday before Lent, it is a spectacular Sunday. We hear this spectacular story of Jesus going up on the mountain and being transfigured. At the end of Lent, we hear that spectacular story of Jesus being raised from the dead. But we move through this journey of Lent, contemplating how God interacts in our life, because that's what grabs Jesus' attention. We grab his attention by what we need and how he leads us. Jesus calls us, come, take your cross and follow me. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.